was there, I mean, the years that you spent in Jacobs, I mean, did you move away then from the packing to another section?
No.
Stayed with the
packing
all the time?
Stayed there for the whole time.
Yeah.
For the 6 years I was in it, that's where I was.
But the packing was absolutely fantastic, because we moved, technology moved very quickly, you know, into the 60s and 70s, and the conveyor belts, you know, were all, you know, they were, everything was manhandled or womanhandled,
yes,
in your days.
Yeah.
And so the was there a sense of it was a job, or was there did you kind of feel comfortable or happy going into work in the morning?
Yeah, I was pretty content in it. I wouldn't say I was always happy in it, but but it was an okay of a job. It was hard work, but like it was, yeah, I was happy enough in it.
Who was the floor manager there?
There were manageresses at that stage. What was her name? Comfrey. Kathleen Comfrey. Mrs. No, she was a Mrs. There was no married women, but she was a widow. So she was Mrs. Memory. And Miss Mote. Miss Mote was the head. They came down at, you knew the time in the morning, one came down, and one came down in the afternoon. And they stood at the end of where you were working, and they took in everything you were doing. Everything. They watched everything. And they could ask for a tin belonged to that girl, or a tin belonged to that girl. And they went through the whole tin, took them all out, to make sure every biscuit was perfect in it. And if it wasn't, they sent for you, and you were shown what was wrong.
So there was great discipline there.
There were, yes. And you daren't look crooked at them, I'll be honest with you.
Were the girls all young because of the marriage ban, or did you have a mixture between?
Well, there was a mixture. There was some, well, say, I wouldn't know whether they were elderly then, because you know when you're when you're that young, when you're 16, 17, yeah, older people, they wouldn't be old, but you think they are.
You think they're women.
But yeah, but there was some of them, there was actually, when I went back up to Talla, when I started back up in Talla, there was actually some of them still there that I worked with before I was married.
Imagine.
1958, yeah.
And did you find, though, that you, the concentration, you had to, because if you missed the biscuits, they were gone. So there was very little you could kind of do other than concentrate on the biscuits.
There wasn't very much you could do, really. And you watch them and make sure you took them off. It's best you could. We had two, there was a checker, they were called checkers, on each band.
Yeah.
And they checked your work. You know, they, when you did your tin, you had wrote out all these little square medallions, they were called. You wrote your number, you had a number. And you had a pot of paste beside you, and you dipped it in that, and you stuck it on your tin. Now, checker went around and checked all those, put them down against your name. So that was what you did for the day. Mind you, I often thought they cheated. They took some of mine.
Yeah.
But that was how we knew what we did for the whole day, with that number.
Okay, and the checkers, were they, do you know who they were?
Oh, there was two sisters. They were really fussy. I remember, what do you call those long biscuits, like, Marietta, butter creams.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They were, yeah. Oh, they were dreadful to lift. They were a long, skinny biscuit. And, of course, from the first day I went on her band, I wasn't used to them, and I kept dropping them. And she was so fussy and no good to me, no good to me, can't pack, no good to me. But I sort of got used to it. They were, like, in Bishop Street, you didn't answer them. You didn't answer them back like they did in Talla. You know?
She was
brought up properly. She wouldn't dare answer anyone back.
Did you meet your husband in Jacob's?
No, I worked with his sister.
I see.
I palled with his sister. And just met him.
And how did you meet?
Go on. When her mother just had their last girl, their last little girl. She was only about a few days old. And I went home with her to see the new baby, and that was it.
And you met himself.
I met himself, yeah.
What was your husband? What's your husband's first name? Geraldine, when you listen to your mother talk like that.
I'm sitting nodding my head because, yeah, I've been there. Because I went in at 17 as a packer.
And what year?
1976.
So
I left school on Friday and went into Jacob's on Monday.
And did you go in because your mother was working?
No, I went in while I was waiting to get a job.
I see.
That was.
And how many years were you to spend?
31 years. Yeah. Because we had been, 2 summers prior to that, they had taken on schoolgirls for like work experience. So I had gone in with, I think it was about 4 or 5 weeks, just for work experience. So I would have been only 15. And then the following year, they were taking schoolgirls on for the summer.
Okay.
It was always schoolgirls. There weren't any lads packing on the bands at that stage. So I had gone in then.
But you had missed out on Bishop Street.
Yeah, I was too young. I was never inside the doors of Bishop Street.
So between the two of you, you spanned quite a number of years.
We had 68 year service, I think, between the two of us.
That's incredible.
We have
our biscuit barrels.
Our biscuit
we both barrels. Got crystal
for 30
years service. We got crystal biscuit barrels.
Those years, I mean, working all the time in a biscuit factory, I mean, was it something that became part of you? Was it something that you just, you know, people who have different occupations, you know, if you're working with timber, you get the smell of timber and so on. But if you could, when you're working with biscuits all the time, the smell of chocolate.
Well, I worked in the chocolate room. That's where I started. So I came home from work smelling of chocolate. Mum worked in the bakehouse, so she came home smelling of whatever biscuit. If it was Polo, it was smelling of toasted coconut or the cream cracker. In our latter years, she worked on the cream cracker, and it was sort of a fresh bread smell.
Yeah.
And your clothes, right down to your underwear, everything.
Really?
There was a smell of biscuit from you.
And did that matter? I mean, was it something that you just lived with?
Yeah, you just got used to it.
Yourself, no, I could never. It was only when I took the clothes off I could get the smell. But while I had the clothes on, it was Geraldine picked me up one evening at the cherry tree when I got off the bus. And she said it to me, she said, "Smell of fresh bread off you."
That was because we were always together.
Yeah.
You know, mum worked shift for a while, so I went in, she went in at 7 and came home at 3, and I went in at 8 and came home at 4:30, and there when she was on the late shift, she went in at 3 and came home at 11, so we were always there. But it was only when one of us wasn't and we met up, then we could smell it off the other. But I stank of chocolate. My friends used to tell me, like, that girls that didn't work in Jacob's, because that's where I spent my formative years in the chocolate room.
So tell me, Kathleen, working in for the the company. Was it something that did they look after you, your needs? I mean, there was a school there. There was a
in Bishop Street.
There was Bishop Street. Yeah, in Bishop Street there was quite a lot.
They had a swimming pool.
They had, yeah, and they also had a camogie and tennis. Now I never joined, and I'm not a sporty person. I didn't join in any of those. But they had a recreation hall over in Bride Street, the recreation hall was. And you could go over there at lunchtime and there was music and you could sing a song if you were able, something like that.
What else did you do in your spare time there?
Oh, God, I didn't do a lot, really.
But did you take advantage of the facilities, the swimming pool?
No, afraid of water. I remember one of the girls, May Clark, she tried to teach me. I nearly killed her, I nearly drowned her. No, I couldn't. I had a terrible fear of water.
Did you take advantage, if you were not feeling well, did you go and see the doctor dispensary?
Yeah, there was a nurse there all the time. Can't remember their names either. She was there all the time. You could go to her any time. And then there was so many days a week the doctor came in. Yeah. And you could go and see, there was a dentist. Yeah, they were quite good, really.
And so if you had a toothache, you didn't have to go out?
Just went, made your appointment, went up and saw your dentist. And
the classes, they were sewing classes?
There was, but I didn't do them either. I wasn't domesticated either. All I wanted to do was go in and work and come home and go out and have a bit of fun. That was it.
So would you dream of packing biscuits at night time? I mean, you just did it all day.
Yeah. No.
And you, Geraldine, as well.
Yeah. It's a skill. And people didn't realise how much a skill it is to actually pack biscuits. Now, the likes of Mam, and there was quite a few of the women who worked in Talla who had worked with Mam in Bishop Street. And they had come back after they got married as well. And as a manager, I could see the difference in the staff we trained, the younger staff, to pack, and the older staff, because their skill was better. They were faster and better, neater packers. And there was no effort to them. Whereas myself and some of the younger people, you got in on the band and you were constantly chasing yourself to try and keep up with the work coming down the band. They got in and they just did it. You know, they had a different way of packing. We were taught different to the way they packed. But it was a skill, an out-and-out skill.
From the very beginning when you got your training, would you have developed that skill over the years? Or would you just... The basic training you got, was that
yeah,
important?
Well, I think the training we got in Bishop Street was, I won't say it was better.
It was more intense.
More, yeah. Because they were very strict.
Yeah.
They were more strict in Bishop Street than they were in Talla, you know.
Yeah.
And when I started in Talla in 76 as a trainer, you learnt on the plant, whereas they were taken into a training room and they were shown how to do it. So they weren't competing with the work coming down the band. They learned the skill before they went on the band, whereas we were put on the bands and we had to learn it on the band. But like Mam said, we were afraid to look at the instructors. We weren't allowed to sit down. You stood all the time. You weren't allowed to sit at all. And if you sat down, if you were capable of packing your work and sitting down at the same time, you took the opportunity. But if the training instructor or manager came down and found you sitting, she was not happy.
Yeah.
Because you had to stand up.
But even when we were in Bishop Street, if you were at the end where there was no work coming down, you know, if all the good packers were up there and you were down the end and you weren't getting any work, you took down one of these boxes and you sat on it. But as soon as you saw the white coat of the manageress coming along, you jumped up. You didn't you would dare be seen sitting down.
Now, talk to me about the kind of packaging you were doing. You say back in the 50s it was into tin boxes.
They didn't do any packaging in the 50s when I started, or even when I was leaving. There were it was all into these tins. There was no packaging. Then in the latter years before I left, let's say about maybe a year, 2 years before I left, they started to do the cream cracker, but you were doing them by hand. Mm. You weighed them.
And what did they go into? Sorry.
They went into a, what they called a sleeve.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
you had this little scales you beside you.
You took your cream cracker out of the oven, isn't it? And it was brought over to you.
No, they came down the they came down the band. The only ones that came out of the oven were the fig roll.
Oh yes.
And these, what do you call those fingers? The spongy fingers.
Jaffa, like the Jaffa, the boudoir biscuits.
Boudoir, those. They came out of the big ovens and you had to wait for them to cool off.
Yeah.
And they were packed into wires, what they called wires. They were in boxes, they were wires. Mm. And they went into the assorted. The assorted boxes, tins upstairs.
Was there any background music or anything in there?
No, you wouldn't hear music in there.
No,
no,
not even in
you
Tallaght.
Couldn't, no.
They tried in Tallaght. They had a system set up. But depending on what part of the factory you were working in, if you were in a quiet area, it would blow your eardrums off. If you're in a noisy area, you couldn't hear it at all. So in the end, they gave up on that.
But was there noise pollution there?
There was definitely, yeah. There was quite a lot of noise.
So that cut out any kind of conversation that would go on with
well,
your friends?
Yes, to a certain extent it did, yes.
You learned sign language. Not the sign language, but a sign language.
Yeah.
You know, to talk across the bands to people.
Of course, yeah. And can you talk to me then about the different generations, you know, when... they say that a lot of marriages were made in Jacobs. So, Geraldine, did you...
No. No.
And but you know, but the social outings and the fun that they had, I mean, and all the lads,
we went, we did go on one of the outings to the Isle of Man. Well, it was the worst day you could have picked. The rain, it came down in bucketfuls. We were going like this on the the boat and all, it was horrible. I think that's the only one I ever went on.
Was that your first time on a ship?
It could have been, yeah. Yeah, probably was.
There is a photograph somewhere of...
There is, yeah. Oh,
man
God knows
and
where it is.
And that sister and her future husband, like they had...
Oh, yes.
They
yes.
had gone on the... We've heard that story.
And was there... The newsletter, or the there was a printed magazine there.
We didn't have
did
one
have
of those in
like
Bishop
I think
Street.
That only started, I think.
Yeah, that was only in latter years in Tallaght. No, we didn't have that in Bishop